From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. More people found work last month than since the recession started, but the unemployment rate didn't budge. It was still 9.7% for the third month in a row. The Labor Department says employers added 162,000 jobs, but more people worked part-time while wanting full-time jobs, and the underemployment rate was close to 17%. As NPR's Tamara Keith tells us, one area of strong job growth last month was temporary hiring.
Temporary worker hiring has been on the rise since last October. For 45-year-old Debbie O'Neill, months of frustrating job searches ended in early March when she landed a temp-to-hire gig through Manpower.
I was willing to take just about anything just to have a place to go to every day and earn a paycheck.
But O'Neill says the temp job she got actually suits her quite well. She's working in a call center for a Phoenix-area debt management firm.
I love the job. Love it, love it, love it. I'm really excited.
And she hopes it leads to something more permanent. Economists say strength in temp hiring is an early indicator that employers might be ready to make more permanent hires soon. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Washington.
Temporary government hiring also boosted the March jobs numbers. The Census Bureau brought on 48,000 workers. Floodwaters are backing off in New England, but they're leaving a mess, especially in Rhode Island, which Governor Don Carcieri says is also expensive.
We're going to have enormous costs. We've got enormous costs right now in loss of business. What you can see, businesses that cannot operate, people are going to be out of work. And we've already got enough of that happening here in the state.
Officials are also concerned about roads and bridges that floodwaters may have damaged. Israeli aircraft have hit multiple targets in the Gaza Strip in retaliation for rocket attacks. No casualties are reported so far. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro reports Israel claims it is targeting weapons manufacturing, while Palestinians claim civilian businesses are being hit.
The Israeli military describes the sites of the attacks as Palestinian weapons factories and arms dumps. Palestinians say Israeli planes and helicopters targeted a cheese factory, several trailers, and a metal foundry. There have been a string of recent rocket attacks coming from Palestinian militants based in the Hamas-controlled Gaza Strip. Last year, Israel conducted a brutal three-week campaign that left, according to Palestinians, 1,400 killed, most of them civilians. Israel's military says only around 1,100 people were killed, most of them militants. Israel's deputy Prime Minister Silvan Shalom told public radio today that if the rocket fire continues, the military will launch a new offensive. He said such an operation could begin in the near future. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News, Jerusalem.
Stock markets in the U.S. are closed today. Stock prices in Asia closed higher, with investors seeing the U.S. economy poised for growth. This is NPR News. The coal industry is criticizing an Obama administration announcement that it will tighten water quality standards for surface coal mining permits across Appalachia. NPR's Jeff Brady has the story.
Removing mountaintops to get at the coal underneath is efficient, but that process also can harm nearby streams. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency estimates almost 2,000 miles of Appalachian headwater streams have been buried by mountaintop coal mining. In announcing the new regulations, EPA Administrator Lisa Jackson addressed anticipated criticism from the coal industry.
Let me be clear. This is not about ending coal mining. This is about ending coal mining pollution.
The National Mining Association called this and other recent EPA decisions its members don't like ill-considered and asked the EPA to give more thought to how policy decisions affect jobs and the cost of producing electricity. Jeff Brady, NPR News.
The Justice Department is suing the military contractor KBR, saying it charged improperly for hired security to protect its workers in Iraq. The lawsuit says KBR charged the government for items the company knew were not allowed between 2003 and 2006. KBR has been the military's biggest private contractor in Iraq and Afghanistan, and it's been widely criticized for overruns. The company says it had to hire security services because the government wasn't keeping KBR workers safe in Iraq or Afghanistan. The U.S. is rejecting Afghan President Hamid Karzai's accusation that the West wants to install a puppet government in Afghanistan and was responsible for fraud in Afghanistan's recent presidential election. I'm Paul Brown, and this is NPR News from Washington.